right. Every rating coach.
Questions, guys.
Coach, your thoughts on the game today?
Well, we still haven't gotten a stop, and you know, that's a big part of it. We knew that they would propose a problem with their scheme and having limited time to prepare for it. You know, really thought that they did a great job in the air, and they hit a lot of big passing plays, and they got rolling, and we didn't have an answer for it.
Looking at Tech on film, how did they look in person as opposed to looking at them on film?
Well, we knew they were athletic. We knew that from a defensive standpoint, we were very worried and concerned about them inside, especially in those in the two ends. 2-4 techniques are really good football players. Those linebackers play a lot of football. So we knew they presented a problem. We wanted to try to push the tempo a little bit and kind of wear them down, because as a one-on-one matchup, we knew that we might have some issues there, but we felt like we could play fast and we can keep them on the field for a while. We might be able to have some success, and early on we were able to do that. But, you know, we were, I think, 9 of 16 or whatever on third downs the last time I looked. We've got to continue to do those things, and we got to score touchdowns into the field goals in red zone.
What kind of changed, I mean, offensively for you guys to, you know, you're able to get some yards early, get a couple right. scores early, and then
You know, in the second half, I felt like we were still moving the football. We got down in the red zone, and we blew a protection. You know, it wasn't anybody getting beat. Backs just went the wrong way on a protection. Quarterback gets sack, fumble, touchdown, and then they pop the ball up in the air. They get another score. Appreciate that. And then, you know, on when we were going in, I think either, what was that, the fourth quarter there, last drive, I think Day was in, you know, that's just – you know, a bad throw. He had him out in front. He puts the ball in front. It's probably a touchdown.
What about Jared's play today? How would you
well, up until the end of the ball game, I thought he was, you know, he was playing confident. He was seeing things, and he was giving us opportunity to have some success from an offensive standpoint.
Do you think being undersized in the defensive line really kind of hurts you in terms of their option?
It's no doubt, because it starts with a dive. You know what I mean? And that sets everything up. When they get that dive roll and they establish the movement, it presents all the problems. You know, we were at a point that, well, I knew we had to sell out to stop the run. And, you know, if they hit some big pass plays, then they were going to make the big pass plays, and they made them today.
Coach Tim Blair, he got some time on the defense.
Yeah, line, yeah, yeah. We lack size up front right now from a defensive standpoint. And Tim's a guy from the offensive lineman that hasn't gotten a lot of playing time this year. So we put him in there some at nose, and just to give him a run, because having some size at that nose position is one of those things that kind of gives you a chance versus these teams.
And being undersized as you are, you think they wore you down with the depth, I would guess.
They did, and they kept guys running. And as the game kept going on, the tackling became very spotty, you know, and they hit a lot of explosive plays. So hats off to Georgia Tech.
In the third quarter, particularly, Georgia Tech showed their physicality.
Right.
Did you expect that?
Absolutely. I mean, we knew what we were up against coming into the ball game. There were no surprises. You know, got to go back, got to look at the video and see, you know, was it a scheme thing where guys in position? Because a lot of times it looked like we had two guys, one on the quarterback, one on the pitch, and they both played quarterback. So not ready to speak on that just yet. Let me get a look at the tape, and we'll talk about that come Monday.
As far as Tim goes, I mean, is that something you foresee, or is that just a one game?
We'll see. And I got to go back and look at the video and say it's one thing to put him over there, and I got to watch and see was he productive. Because if he was productive and it's something that he can do, that's definitely some size that we're going to need moving forward.
We didn't see a lot of Andrew.
He's got a little leg issue that we're trying to work through and really tighten up on him on the second half. And on that note, I thought you know, other than busting a huge protection, I thought those young guys came in and did a good job running the football.
Quentin and Derek, okay?
We'll see.
As far as Jarrett goes, I mean, is it part of him? I mean, I think we sometimes forget how young he really is.
Right.
I mean, when you get behind in a game like that, I mean, is it hard for a kid like him to stay upbeat and not get discouraged? I mean, just kind of going back to the first interception.
He's got some mental fortitude about him. You know what I mean? He stays the course. He's a competitor. You know, what you worry about sometimes with guys at in their first few starts, they tend to put too much on themselves and try to do too much. And, no, we see that sometimes. We kind of force some balls instead of checking them down, and that's a work in progress.
Coach,
the score notwithstanding, what positives do you take away from this game?
Well, you know, from offensive standpoint, I felt like we played with great tempo. I thought that, you know, they went out to compete, and we were able to move the ball you know, a little bit. We've got to finish drives. And you know, they've shown that they can get on the field versus an ACC team or what have you and have some success. So we got to take that confidence. We got to build on it moving forward.
Good.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
You got it.